a listener named Jason, and I promise you, he's another Jason, and he's real, asks me about some of the work I've done helping others. Where does that come from? How do I think about it? Why do I think I need to do it? And do I have tips for other people about doing these kind of acts? Well, generosity comes from inside. And so for some of you, I'm going to tell you things I think you already know. But maybe I can add a little more about what has driven me over the years to reach out. This is Jason Scott Talks His Way Out of It, a podcast about technology, history, and getting myself out of debt. Thanks to Peter Healy, Daniel Boyd, and the hundreds of other supporters on Patreon and elsewhere who have been supporting me and helping me get out of debt. It feels like decades ago that I learned that a Kickstarter was going south, and the person behind it, who I knew of and had interacted with a little bit, was spiraling rapidly. Specifically, from my outsider view, all I could think was this person was gearing up to kill themselves. They were working themselves into a spiral that they were never going to come out of. I wasn't a backer of the Kickstarter. I wasn't interested in the products that the Kickstarter was providing. I really had no dog in this fight. I didn't have a dog. But something in me told me something that I've heard a few times otherwise in my life. If not you, who? If you don't step forward, will anybody step forward? And so I did. I made an offer. I took over the project. I worked with some great people, and we brought it to a close. And this person, who was spiraling, sent me photos of his newborn daughter a couple years later. That was one of my rewards. The other reward was that I used his name in several speeches to tell other people that it was okay to fail, to reach for the stars and fall into the mud. That was the real payment as far as I was concerned. There are people who still think the entire project was a massive fraud involving me in the conspiracy to take people's money for the sake of a product that would never exist. Well, the product exists. It just never took off. And honestly, after looking at the numbers, spending countless hours going over all of the accounting and finances and tracking of records, the project was doomed, honestly doomed to fail from day one. To me, it's not really a case of thinking of myself as a generous person. I've had many years in my past where I think of myself as so fundamentally selfish that if there was some Christmas Carol-like ghost of Christmas past who brought me to that person, I would go out of my way to punch him out. Young me could have been better, and there were people who recognized when I was on the outs and when I was lacking things, who stepped forward, helped me, gave me sustenance and support, and my thank you to them was just to persist. What I should have done is put them on a list of folks that I write to every year, and folks who, anytime I had a bounty, should get a huge percentage of it, because in some cases, they literally saved my life. There were times that I went hungry, not talking to my family about it, out of a sense of pride, and they would come over and buy me pizza. There were times that I stranded myself in places and was going to walk home and risk myself unnecessarily, and they got up out of bed, drove to me after a phone call, and took me back to my house, talking the whole way and making it sound like they would be doing nothing else if they weren't driving me home. There have been so many hands outreached to not recognize that paying it forward to doing it for others would be almost inconceivable for me. While I am not your lifestyle guru, I will say that there was one leap in there that I didn't make for a very long time, which is life doesn't really give you permission, and life very rarely extends invitations. The opportunity to get on stage, to give a presentation to folks, to jump into a business, to become part of an endeavor or work on a project, it very rarely comes in gold lettering on a piece of paper with your name on it telling you that this is what you have to do. A lot of it is staying alert and aware of things that are happening and feeling good enough about yourself to know that your contribution to it will be positive. You have to be not afraid of failing. Not just failing in terms of working on a project and the project doesn't work, but I mean being told no, of cold calling an opportunity and being told you're not wanted, or offering an email the chance to help lead or contribute to something and then being told all the slots are full, or you don't seem like the person who would be the good role for this job. It's part of life, but if you don't take the shot, you're never truly going to know. Maybe that's my secret sauce. Maybe that's something you need to hear. I've never been afraid of sticking my nose in where it maybe doesn't belong. I've got this. Do you need it? The BBS documentary is a golden example of throwing myself at the perceived problem. There wasn't a huge clamor for a documentary about bulletin board systems. Not really. There weren't people writing about the sadness and how if only they had a chance to buy a 3-DVD set about bulletin boards, their money would be on the table immediately. Instead, I just came to be aware from other work I was doing that folks were talking about stories, and I could make the leap that stories could be told, and I was a storyteller. And my father had spent an enormous amount of money training his son to be a filmmaker at college. This could work out. And agreeing to do the BBS documentary meant years of work. Not all of it rewarding, a lot of it wonderful, but a lot of hung-up phone calls, a lot of being told it wasn't wanted, a lot of skepticism, a lot of difficult words being said to me, a lot of claims that it was impossible and never going to be there. But the documentary was more than just a potential money-making business to me. It was a mission. I felt that if I wasn't doing it, nobody was. With literally dozens of my interview subjects now gone, and with subject matter like FidoNet and AnsiArt way in the rearview mirror of many people's lives, it's pretty clear that I turned out to be what that subject needed. I think back to the beginning of the BBS documentary in 2000, when I was just randomly looking up books and trying to write down everything I could remember from my own past, and then calling other friends on the phone to ask them what they remembered about the subject. And I compare that to how things are now, and it feels like I was striking stone to make a fire. We can go so far, so deep, so quickly. That's just incredibly inspiring. And it's also just a great opportunity. You know, there's a bit of this that I think I'm not making clear. Generosity is not an open wallet. Generosity is not a number on a sheet that says, if we get this amount by Friday, we can do that. Generosity is inherently the spirit of providing help to others without any expectation of return. You don't need to get some sort of certificate or accolade or thanks. It's about knowing that another person, another functioning life out there, needed a little boost and you were able to provide it. It feels like a fulfilled responsibility. For very little effort on your part, you could be the fulcrum for somebody else's success and persistence. I'd love to tell you that every time I offered myself to people, that I entered into the project, threw a little bit of resources in a direction, became part of an organizing committee, and there was a happy ending. Far from it. There have been many cases that I have had long, extended conversations about doing something good, and everything from the personalities involved to the environment that it was started in leads literally to nothing, to nowhere, to a dead end. But that's not bad. A bunch of nothings and a something still adds up to a something. And I've had some pretty good somethings. Many of them are private. Many of them are behind-the-scenes discussions, giving somebody a few hours of advice, kind of walking through them without any sort of judgment about my outlook, not demanding that they follow my easy steps towards success, but giving them a few things to think about and making decisions. What you've done is you've taught somebody a little bit about the other potential things they can do that maybe strengthens the direction they decide to go in. These conversations that I've had over the years with people, we touched each other's lives. Even though I didn't really contribute directly, that my name isn't emblazoned on the side or listed in the thanks, I reached out. I connected with somebody. And maybe for somebody who spent a lot of time alone with his machines, a lot of solitary moments, to be able to increase the fabric of relationships in my life, that's a gift that's never going to stop giving. This is Jason Scott Talks His Way Out of It. Thanks to James Bekoyanu, Mark Pilgrim, Emilio Oliveira, Forrest Fuqua, Scott Roseanne, Wayne Arthurton, and Scott McGrady, along with the hundreds of other supporters on Patreon and elsewhere who have been supporting me and helping me get out of debt. If it's not obvious, the success that I've had digging myself out of some of my worst debts, and the lightening of the load of my life by having these debts disappear, is a direct result of the generosity of the hundreds of people listening to this podcast. Folks who are giving me a few dollars for every show and writing back to me to give me feedback about how to make it better, who send in podcast titles and recommendations for other shows. That's generosity that I already experience on a daily basis. A portion of my Patreon income gets redirected to other Patreons. Not a whole lot, but a bit. I will see them struggling, often quietly, wondering if they'll have enough for rent, wondering if they'll make enough to eat what they want to eat this week, while still feeling the pressure of making, of creating. If I feel like a few dollars moves the needle from despair to hope, there's not a button on earth I would click faster.